Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. We have a winter weather advisory in effect for our entire tri-state area from noon today till 10 a.m. tomorrow. Accumulations, according to Pat Pagano, anywhere from 2 to 4 inches, depending upon where you happen to be. Kent groups that are suing the Siting Council will do it themselves, as selectmen have opted out of a suit. Two neighborhood groups that oppose construction of the cell tower in the eastern portion of town filed a lawsuit against the state Siting Council and developers of the tower, but the Board of Selectmen won't be joining them. They unanimously opted not to pursue an appeal, which they said in the motion was based on legal advice they received during a January 19th executive session. Six Weavertuck students turned their creativity loose and entered the Hudson Valley Art Awards, part of the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards this year. Three of them won awards in the contest. Christina Lawrence's Stop at Attention received honorable mention in the Hudson Valley Art Awards contest. Also noticed were Haley Winters and Autumn Beekman. Also participating, Ash Johnson, Thomas Beekman, Olivia Wickwire, Haley Winters, Autumn Beekman, Christina Lawrence. 12th submitted entries. Visual arts teacher Craig Wickwire helped guide the students prepare their entries for the drawing, illustration, and digital art categories. There are 17 art and 11 writing categories overall. Connecticut officials are promising to improve vaccination process. State officials making changes as they respond to complaints about difficulties in scheduling appointments for COVID-19 vaccine shots. The governor and his top public health advisor acknowledged problems have arisen since vaccinations for state residents aged 75 and older started last week. During a news conference on the state's first mass vaccination clinic in East Hartford, residents 75 of age and older are the first group outside of frontline healthcare workers, medical first responders, and residents and staff of long-term facilities to be vaccinated. Job losses keep Connecticut's unemployment rate at 8% through December. The state economy suffered 6,800 job losses, largely related to COVID-19, to close 2020 on a losing streak. The monthly employment report for December initially estimated 3,400 jobs were lost in Connecticut last month, and the initial reported loss of 1,600 jobs in November was revised up to 3,400 jobs. Dutchess has lost 13 more people to COVID-19. That number of active cases is down, though. The county's active cases fell to 1,844 yesterday from 2,316, according to figures that the county released. Governor Cuomo, two localities in New York monitor hospital vaccination rates. The governor tasked county and local government officials with monitoring hospitals and area healthcare facilities delayed in administering their supply of COVID-19 vaccines for more efficient distribution as the state continues to wait for federal government to procure higher weekly supplies. Meanwhile, in western Massachusetts, they saw four more COVID-19 deaths. All those deaths were located in Berkshire County. Some meetings coming up today in Sharon. The Board of Selectmen have a meeting at 5:30 in Cornwall, 4 until 5 p.m. Cornwall reads Great Fiction, Roxana Robinson on Anna Karenina. At 7:30 tonight, the Economic Development Commission. Kent tonight has the Board of Education special meeting at 6 p.m. Region 1 Board of Education Budget Subcommittee meeting today at 3 o'clock, and the Region 1 Board of Education special meeting is scheduled for 6 p.m. tonight. In Sheffield tomorrow, there'll be a planning and zoning meeting at 7 p.m. In Salisbury tomorrow, Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission, a special meeting meets at 7:30. Drive-through COVID testing at the North Canaan Town Hall on 100 P Street in North Canaan will happen on the 28th at 1 to 4, no charge, no appointment. Also coming up Thursday in Falls Village, the P&Z has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. The D.M. Hunt Library special Zoom event, the second edition, Learning to Listen Classical Music with Warren Whitaker, will be held on Saturday at 4 p.m. You can register at huntlibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 30,960.00, the NASDAQ at 13,635.99, and the S&P 500 at 3855.36. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.